Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you've got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We would love to hear from you. So, hey, give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, if you're afraid to call us, you can always email us your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can email us your questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You want a social network with us, you can ask to jump into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Myself or my partner, Mr. J, he of the shiny neck follicles, will add you to the group. Once again, Mr. J with the shiny neck follicles, we will add you to the group. And anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back. I'm starting to run out of stuff that's shiny on him.
I was going to say, we're going to really have to think of some other things, because a neck follicle?
Neck follicles. You know, there's
yeah.
Hair.
Yeah, you have hair on your neck. Men do, yes. I'm just, you know, a neck follicle. I've just never heard it in that manner, that's all.
You know, I go in.
I see that.
You
surprise me every Thursday. Every Tuesday and Thursday, I'm surprised at what you come up with.
I work real hard at this. It's what they say. You know, people nowadays, they say, I do this. I do that.
Okay.
All right. And if you're listening live on Blog Talk, you can jump to the Blog Talk chat room. And if you want to, we also take questions, comments, concerns in the Smooth Drama group. Well, not the Smooth Drama group, but in the Smooth Drama website chat room, smoothdrama.com. Get in, ask your questions. You can converse with us there also. Now, because we've been conversating.
Hey.
we're about to conversate.
Yeah.
You know, talking about Tales from the Apocalypse. You won't believe this. There's a ceasefire in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, they released 100 Taliban prisoners as part of their response to a ceasefire. Because for
then
some
why
strange,
are they doing that?
Oh, for some strange reason, without other countries' involvement, the people of Afghanistan, they kind of getting along. It's one of those weird things.
Wow.
Yeah, people.
So that's if you stay in your lane, if you mind your own business, everything just works out.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Oh, okay.
In the real world, yeah. In the real world, yeah. It's a weird phenomenon, because everybody's trying to handle their business at home. They don't have time, although we did try to do some stuff in Venezuela, even though that didn't happen, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Afghanistan's got a truce. You know, they're sitting here like, oh, we got to mess that up.
Yeah.
We got to mess that up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They're very upset about that. They're trying to get back to their normal routine.
They've only been fighting for 19 years. They had stopped for a couple years, because they had the Russian war. They had stopped for a couple years, and then we came in and was like, you know what? We need to bring that back.
Yeah.
That little
we need to sell these
hey,
weapons.
Bring that back. When you shoot, I shoot. Just like that. Just add a little.
You all want today.
Yeah, I can't help it. Okay. Oh, yeah. And while we're there talking about Tales from the Apocalypse, you ever thought an animal was spying on you?
I'm not a cat person. I mean, I am, but I'm not. I'm allergic to them for one, but. Their cats are kind of, I don't know, something about them. It's like they know things.
So yeah, I've already told you my theory about cats.
Yes, I know you. Yeah, they're a necessity in your eyes, which I do agree. I'm not saying I agree with your theory.
If a cat is looking at you, it's more than likely the parasite is like, how can I get this cat to kill you?
Mm.
But I digress. I'm not talking about that. I'm just not going to go there. I'm actually going to talk about India. They detained a pigeon on suspicion of spying for Pakistan. And this ain't the first time that that's happened. Apparently, there's a resident of a district in India reported a bird painted pink and carrying a coated ring tagged to its foot flew into her home.
Mm.
And they passed the pigeon on to the police, who launched an investigation and logged the animal as a pack suspected spy. So apparently in Pakistan, they are training pigeons for spying. And they have rings with alphabets and numbers written on it.
Okay.
Yeah. See, now, some people would think, man, that's crazy. Right? Except for one thing. We've kind of been using animals not necessarily animals, but bugs as remote control spy cam creatures for a while now.
I mean, I could see. I mean, that wouldn't be the first. I mean, haven't they used pigeons before for things kind of like that?
Messages,
or no?
Going to guess that there probably was like a little hidden cam, because they've done that to bugs, where they actually have controlled beetles and different bugs, flying bugs. They have the little cameras on them. So for people who live in the South, you see that cockroach or that spider in the corner. Might not necessarily be just a regular old spider. It could be someone's spy cam. If you're doing something that's important, now obviously, if you're just one of them people that you're an essential worker. Not that I'm dissing essential workers, but if you're an essential worker that works at Target, probably not spying on you. I'm just saying. But
no,
if you're a scientist,
probably not.
Yeah. Maybe. Just throwing that out there. Okay, there are cyborg bugs. And I'm guessing there are cyborg animals also, because they're cyborg humans.
Cyborg humans?
Yeah, there are humans who have bionic parts from cyborg eyes. There are people who have keyboards in their arms with the chips, whatnot, and they can control their computer from from their wrists.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a elaborate amount of those things. Now, I got to make a comment. So, the bird watcher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember the bird watcher? Well,
yeah.
He came out and was like, "That's sad. What y'all doing to her? That's too much." I'm like, she tried to kill you, homie. I don't think he understands the breadth of what almost happened to him. I get it. And
he does understand it, because that's why he taped it, because he said he didn't want to end up like Ahmad. So I didn't know he said that you guys need to stop harassing her, though.
Yeah, he's like, well, it seems like it's too much. I'm like, nah, you know, she kind of earned that. Because once again, when she's on video saying, hey, I'm going to call the police, I'm going to tell them you're harassing me. I mean, she's lying on video. She's lying on video. So when you're lying on video and you're an ordinary citizen, see, and that's what was happening with this police thing. That you can kill somebody and there are no repercussions. So ordinary citizens was like, man, I don't even have to tell the truth on camera. I'm not going to get in trouble.
Yeah, because the same thing that happened to him could have been what happened to Floyd. Like, that could have been
right.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's just the grocery store. So they called the police on him. Whether they knew the $20 bill was fake or not, I don't know. That nobody. I've seen the guy who owns the store, but not the person who actually served him and called the police. And the guy who owns the store said that he can't speak on it, so, you know, he can't say, like, what was told to him.
Right. Yeah.
Except for general information.
Right. Well, I mean.
But, yeah, so in one instance, you know, in New York, it worked out for him, but it didn't work out for one in Minneapolis and countless others.
Right. Countless others.
But the situation is always the same.
Right. Well, example, there's the woman who is going, Nancy Arachiga. She's carrying a backpack containing copies of notes. She's walking around in her neighborhood. She's posting notes in people's homes. So she's posting notes in people's homes, like their mailbox, whatnot. She's going up and putting it on your door. Leave this country. You don't belong here. Go back to your country of origin.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's the boldness that's out here. Out here in these streets, knocking on doors. Putting notes in your door, in the crack, like, you know what? Just go back to where you came from, your country of origin. Mm. Yeah, there's some hypocrisy there. But for some reason, we just, hypocrisy means nothing. It just means nothing.
No.
God.
Well, that's your colonialism and my privilege.
Yeah. Huh? I mean, because she says, if you are a woman or man and was born in another country, return. Go back to your land immediately, fast with urgency. It ended with one American, white, brave, that serves the nation of USA is going to live here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, it's just grammatically incorrect, but I guess if you're smart enough to walk in your neighborhood putting notes on people's doors, yeah, intelligence is not one of the first things that come to mind when you think about people like this. Think of a lot of other things. Intelligence, not one of them. It's just not.
Wow.
Yep. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff said. And in the next segment, we'll talk about Minnesota and what's happening there. I don't really have a lot of words per se as far as anger. I'm just gonna let these songs talk. This is Tupac. Soldier's Revenge. Mr. F the N word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Tupac, Soldier's Revenge. 347-826-7435 is the call in number. Once again, that call in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so Minnesota, they out there, they was demonstrating And then that evolved into looting, smashing windows, setting buildings on fire. And same thing again and again and again. Police kill someone. There's rioting. There's protesting, there's rioting. The neighborhood you live in gets burnt up. Reset, go to sleep, rinse. Yeah, we'll see you at the next atrocity 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
It's kind of where we're at. I don't believe in protesting. If you're going to protest, there's different ways to protest. Like some people talk about boycotts, whatnot.
Well, that's a protest.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's protest. I mean, but when you can't protest the police. You can't boycott the police. That's...
No, you cannot. But if we stop spending every time something like this happens, eventually the message will get across, will come across. Slowly but surely, I'm sure, if we stop spending.
Okay.
It's not going to happen because we're not going to do it, but you know, it would be nice a month, like, a pandemic would have been a perfect opportunity not to spend, but you know.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because you have people who they need what they need, and because of the unusual circumstances, not a lot of people have access to resources like some do. So like where we can say we're fortunate to be able to do for ourselves and, you know, can afford to do certain things.
Frivolous spending. I'm not talking about necessities like food, but, you know, just the stuff that you really just don't need, that you just want.
Yeah, I get that. I am of the belief, though. I think, one, I get it. We've been doing this for generations. You know, I had a question. You know, what's going to happen? What should we do as people? And for me, I'm of the opinion that if you want to make a change, I mean, it was the Colin Kaepernick. When he kneeled and talked about police brutality. Everybody's you're tripping. I like football. So it's
was
here.
That helpful?
Right. Well, I'm saying that, you know, if you want to make a they made a conscious decision to boycott him because they're boycotting him. As we said, they did the boycott where they said he was retired, he's not retired, they just won't give him a chance, even with that bullshit workout last year where they tried to get him to sign away his rights. I haven't watched a football game, a professional football game. I just haven't. I haven't watched an NFL game. It's like it's it just stopped happening for me. And so for me, I'd be like, oh, Kaepernick got his money. It's like, but that was the money that he was owed because he should have been working.
Mm-hmm.
And still not working. Can't even get a tryout. So, I don't know. And, you know, the question was, who do you think the younger generation might listen to as black people did back in the 50s and 60s who listened to MLK or Malcolm X, even though it was blacks that killed him?
Who do you think that they're going to listen to now? I mean, I don't think they have anyone to listen to. I mean, they're listening to the rappers.
Yeah, I don't believe in the whole leader thing. I think that as a community, you have to have community accountability. And so what happens is you can't in one hand say, hey, we want this, but then, you know, our lives matter. But then you have a situation like in Chicago, they open it up and they have record deaths over the weekend. Hey, it's hard to argue the point that your lives matter when you kill yourselves very, very easily. You don't regard just it's that fine line where, because that's that argument. Now, obviously, I'm of the opinion that we shouldn't worry about what any other community, if they don't live in your community, their voices should matter. You should be cleaning up in your community. That's lesson number one right there. If you're not trying to help those who live in your zip code, if you're not doing that, you know, protesting and going at the police when obviously he's wrong. I mean, the officers is wrong. It's murder. And at the same time, you get all of these things that happen and it's not in the vacuum. So we're stuck. It's something that happens and it has never changed. It's like we play old clips. We talk like the Tupac song. It's a long time ago. Malcolm X clips.
Yeah.
Long time ago. I mean, Richard Pryor became famous talking about the police like 40 years ago.
Yeah,
we know that violence. Now, see, I'm not gonna be the one that says, "Oh, it's the black on black violence," because America is just a violent place, period. Yeah, I mean, we know Mexicans kill Mexicans. We know Asians kill Asians. We know white people kill white people. A lot of people die in the United States senselessly. Look at the crime tab on any news site and see there's an inordinate amount of senseless death. It's not even death that just makes sense. It's just like, you know, like the guy who's like, you know, I'm stressed out from COVID. That's why I cut the girls in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, okay, that's it. I was stressed out because of COVID. And so, you know, now we have freedom fighters equating walking around with the guns, whatnot, as we fighting for freedom to go outside. I don't know. We go back and forth. And I'm like, maybe we need a second wave. You don't want to be trapped in the house, but maybe we just need a second way. So everybody who's not making sense, everybody who's out there murdering each other and plotting to murder each other, maybe that second wave can get them. And we won't have to answer those tough questions. We can just let natural selection make its way. That's harsh, ain't it?
You know, I struggle with that. So,
all right. Well,
where I'm, you know, I want people to live in light and just have a good, but do good mentality. But that's not the way of the world. That's just me. So then it's hard to, like, I project that on top on people. I don't, you know, I don't see why things like this happen. Like, I don't have that much hate for anything, so it's hard for me to understand people who have that much hate.
Well, you know what? We already did our hate of the week, but we have not done our dumbass.
You can do it again.
No. Don't need to. Them hate-ass heifers. I don't want to talk about that again. But we can talk about our dumbass. That last one is always a good one.
I know you like that one.
Yeah, I do. So, it's a man arrested over the Memorial Day weekend after spending 2 hours in a car he crashed into a pond of liquid manure. So he was detained on suspicion of driving under the influence after they recalled responded to his distress call and found his vehicle on the dairy farm in a manure pond. Apparently, farms, they have manure ponds where they deposit manure. I did not know that. And homie crashed in the pond, couldn't get out, and he was stuck in there for 2 hours. Now, I know brown sugar. You just don't even want to talk about it. I get it. But I thought it was hilarious. It's like, of all the places for you to fall into with your drunk ass, you fall into the manure pond, and you're trapped in the manure pond on the farm for 2 hours in your truck. That right there is priceless.
That is just, wow.
Sobered up real quick. Sobered up real quick.
Of course.
I know. See, y'all don't know, listeners. Brown sugar, she don't like talking about brown. She don't want to talk about what brown can do for you. None of that.
You know, to me, that the bathroom is just a personal thing, and everything that happens in the bathroom is just so personal to me. So, like, even I guess it's private time, it's personal time, it's, you know.
Wait a minute. I didn't say nothing about the bathroom. There's no bathroom.
Well, it's all together. It's all the same to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know it's natural. I know, you know, everybody does it, and you know, I understand all that, but
that ain't even see where you took it. See, that's why I say it. But you take it
what?
Where it ain't even. We ain't even go there. I was just talking about dude that was dumb enough to fall into a whole pond of manure.
Okay.
It took special work because
you
know
you
it's not
it
like
there. You
no.
took it there.
Yeah, but it's animal. It's so he you have to be extra special to drive all the way off onto a farm drunk and go into a big pond of yeah. That's it. That was all I had. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we'll move on.
Okay.
To something that's actually even shittier than what we just got through talking about. See that play on words?
Yes, I did.
Lyrical.
And see, you took it there, so.
I'm
yeah.
lyrical. No, because I'm actually talking about people. You know, find out that food service workers, they get laid off. They earn too little to get unemployment.
Okay.
So I can't get unemployment because I make too little from my job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of that before. Yeah.
So your job doesn't, because
your job pays part of your unemployment. So if they don't put their share into it, then you don't get anything.
Well, yeah, Michigan requires a worker to show at least 3,744 and a quarter to qualify. And so since her hourly wages are around $4 an hour, she fell short by like $171.
Okay.
But, you know, so what happens is minimum wage is $9.65 in Michigan. But tip workers in Michigan can be paid as little as $3.67 an hour.
Wow.
Yep. So, I mean, because
food
service workers. I mean, you hear people who talk about, oh, unemployment and people getting a lot of money. There are a lot of people who like these food service workers. They can't get money. Now, you think you make so little already. They can pay you. She's making $4 an hour. $4 an hour.
So below minimum wage.
Way below minimum wage. Way below. And I'm just trying to think, like, my first job as a teenager, I started off at 8. That was just my first job out of high school, like, you know, in college. It's 8. So a grown person who's supposed to handle life, that's what they're getting. And, you know, there are people who say, well, you're getting a better job. Sometimes it's not that easy.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you can just write it on paper, request it, and send it in, and somebody will give it to you.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And depending on where she lives, that might be the best she can do.
Well, Michigan, it's funny, that state where your water's not clean at all, allegedly. I mean, I think Flint still got a couple more years before they get started.
Yeah.
A couple more years.
Well, I wonder if this is the pandemic is going to push it back.
Yeah. So you can put 2 on top of the 2.
Yeah.
Michigan, That place.
They can do better.
They can do way better. Way better. And on that note, I think we need to take a break. This is Big Pooh. Stop.
Luxury vehicle, not a drop of white in it. So they know it ain't rented. Cruising by the cruiser, so they got to see who in it. A young black male with the intent to sell. Happy to the speakers, but a little bit for real. Go easy on the gas, cause these cops now in jail. 5 miles later, there's another on the trail. A nigga sweating bullets like he's leaving by the scale. Light flash, and light dust too. Make a decision what the fuck you supposed to do. With the law in the rear view to serve no protection. Firing shots off, no discretion. First impression can be the last one. You visualize when you pass them. We know the stories and the scene is a continuation. Quiet street to enforce this extermination. Through your mind for the situation. Mike shot with his hands held high. And John got killed because of a damn lie. Cassine killed blocked away from where Big Mike died. Oscar got shot with his hands cut behind. Sean killed the night before his wedding, that was tough. Diallo shot at 41 times, he cops was nuts. Victor shot handcuffed in the cop car. They ruled the suicide, so tell me I'm not far. So being off when I'm thinking this is run. It don't matter that I'm innocent when they pointing the gun. My life is in the balance, and I was never trained for this challenge. So for me, that's the blues. This ain't the way we trying to make it on the news. Mama hearing stories about a baby that ain't true. Slammed in the first, dehumanized before you even lowered in the dirt. Shot it 9 times and you was just leaving work. Now who afraid of who? Cops drawing guns on black males like high noon. Guilty I assume when they thinking cause I look like one of them guys featured in they book. They ask me where I'm going, state the violation. Right on red light, what's my occupation? License and registration. Tell me where you coming from. I search your car, any drugs, any guns? That's only if you plan it. I responded with a smirk. He shot a look back, my response was knee jerk. Let off with a warning, consider myself blessed. Only if you alive, you'll understand that it's crack, it's crack.
Everybody gets lucky. And I know I want to go somewhere, so far away from here, but I think it should be, so why will I stop?
Alright, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Big Pooh. Stop. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Alright. So, you know what time it is?
Yeah, I do.
You do? What time is it?
Mhm. It's when that stuff happens again.
Yeah, that stuff happens again.
Mm-hmm.
Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
What is that shit that happened again? Well, this one is actually under the table, but out front for everybody to see. We all know it. It just don't get talked about. So CBS, the Criminal Minds team, sued in a sexual harassment case. The lawsuit claims that over 14 years, Gregory St. John, director of photography for the series, used his position of power to create an unchecked, hostile work environment in which he subjected production crew members to frequent sexual harassment, including touching and caressing numerous employees. According to the suit, St. John's doted on certain men and treated them more favorably, provided they acquiesced to his attention. Those who resisted, he retaliated in common patterns, including the silent treatment, social ostracism, unfair criticism, public shaming, and ultimately termination. He fired over a dozen men who resisted his harassment. So, see, we talked about, yeah, that thing that happens every day. It's a thing that nobody talks about. Sexual harassment of men in a professional
way. Yeah, I struggle with that.
You struggle with it, but what we're talking about here is that's the hypocrisy, right? Like those guys who were being harassed, they wanted their job. And so if you avoided this guy, you got fired. If you let him play with your booty, you didn't.
Yeah, I mean.
Because there's the misnomer that can't happen to men. But you got to understand, once again, that it is about the power, because dude had the power. And, you know, there's no, see, because when we say Me Too, it's like, well, that's something just for this group of people. So,
yeah.
I mean, for example.
Well, it's led by women, so then.
Yeah, but.
You know, it's a feminine.
Yeah, but what we're talking about is when you say Me Too, it's supposed to be the abuse of power by individuals who take advantage of the disenfranchised and minority segment of the population, right? Which would be, in this case, spearheaded women. But one could say the abuse of power can also be levied toward men. I could argue that what the police have done throughout the American experience is that same thing. It's still the same Me Too movement. Obviously, it's more than sexual harassment. It's murder. Murder and maiming.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
It's still harassment at its core. And so you say, hey, I have a problem with that. And I'm like, well, see, you have power.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't think about it. I don't feel like it's an issue until, you know, like you're talking about it with me now. But it doesn't, you know, I just don't think about it as it being a major issue.
Well, see, let me give you an example. At my first job, that $8 an hour job, my first one, there was a warehouse supervisor, had the epic beard, that the mustache that curled up on the side. He would stand very, very close to the guys in shipping. Very, very close behind them. And see, there are some people who can't articulate how to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, they're older gentlemen who they need that income. You know,
yeah,
if you turn around and you pop dude in the mouth, you might not work anymore.
Yeah, you lose your job. Yeah, I was gonna say you lose your job and the risk of never being employed again, possibly.
Right, and so everybody saw it every day. Every day. It's one of those things, and I'll never forget going up the escalator. He's coming up the escalator behind me, and he stops. And I turn around. I said, dude, if you don't carry your ass up the escalator, we're going to fight right here. I saw him do it for months. It was his thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
So he stopped behind me, and I'm like, look, We can go at it right here. We'll fight on the escalator. He didn't say a word, and he kept on going. Now,
it didn't bother you at work?
No. Never said a word to me ever again. But once again, I'm a young man. I had more options. I would take that L because I was going to get the W.
Yeah.
So that situation is what's happening. And you magnify it throughout what's happening in America. And see, once again, I got to go back to the late, great Malcolm X. And he said that chickens coming home to roost. It's a mentality. See, rape is not a big deal in America because sexual harassment has never been a big deal in America. It's that thing that has always happened. You know, because the deal in slavery is that I got the power over you, so I can just show up. It's like, dude can come knock on the door. And, hey, you know, come on out. We need to hit it. And there's nothing you can say. Because you're property. You know, that's that power. You got the power to rape. And so that has manifested itself in the American culture. It's always been a part of the American culture. And so it's the violence, the intimidation. And so now that's the reason why you see these guys walking around with the guns and the rocket launchers, whatnot, because it's the intimidation. That's the American way.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't just out and out tell you what to do, hey, we got these guns. You're not going to tell us what to do because we'll shoot you. Allegedly.
But nobody wants to find out.
Well, so for example, in North Carolina, in anti-lockdown movement, another one, they asked one of the guys, and he was like, are we willing to kill people? Are we willing to lay our lives down? We have to say yes. This is Adam Smith. He's the husband of the reopened North Carolina leader. You know, of the founder, Ashley Smith. He said that on video. He said, is that violence? Is that terrorism? No, it's not terrorism. I'm not trying to strike fear in people by saying I'm going to kill you. I'm going to say, if you bring guns, I'm going to bring guns. If you're armed with this, we're going to be armed with this. Now, An intelligent person would say, what the hell does that have to do with opening up business? Because supposedly it's supposed to be about COVID, right? It's supposed to be about the virus. I'm not opening up the business because I don't want y'all dumbasses to die.
Mm-hmm.
But see, as I've said before, you know what? You just got to let it happen. I'm like, yeah, open it up. You want to open up, it's your God-given right to open up. Y'all want to congregate together and do your thing? Well, damn it, you go ahead.
Well, I will say, I'm not either at this point. One of the malls in the Bay Area opened, but the stores were not. So the mall itself was open, but the stores were not open. So
yeah.
I don't know what to say about that.
Well,
I just found it hilarious that.
Yeah. Because they're smart enough to know. Yeah, I'm awake.
Yeah.
So
there were no
like
people
this.
In the mall, and there were no stores open. But the mall itself was open, so.
Well, see, it's open. Whatever. Now, yeah, the funny part about that is, I'm it's like we talk about the right to choose. It's that right to choose.
Mm-hmm.
You have total control over your body. You want to go do your thing. You accept the risk, and if it happens, it happens. Bam. So,
I mean, I agree with that. The problem I have with that is that they're possibly infecting other people without knowing.
Well, see, but those folks, they hang around each other. So, thing is, if you know you got a friend that are pro rocket launchers and guns and willing to kill people
mm-hmm.
so that
mm-hmm.
their favorite barbershop and corner store will be open. You know what? You just know you can't go there. Let them congregate. I mean, because you have the choice to not be around them.
To not go. Exactly, yeah.
So you have that choice. You have to go a little bit further. They opened up. I mean, you know they out there. They want to do their thing. They willing to kill people. Why not? I mean, for example, in Kentucky, they hung in effigy Andy Beshear, their governor. Because
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't open up. So they put a doll with his face on it, and they hung it over a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about when you talk about that power and intimidation. That's because America is rapey. I want to intimidate you. That's America's rapey.
Yeah.
That's the culture. Culturally rapey. We want to intimidate you. Do what we want, or this will happen. That'd be the motto.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about in God we trust. No, in rape we trust. Yep. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N-Word, and this was another Smooth Drama production. If you're listening and you want to holler at us some more, we'll be on the smoothdrama.com site. Now, we'll check you out next week. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She
is the lady with her hands. Where in the hell did you get your news from? Drama. Together you guys. Drama.